When the government launched an antitrust lawsuit against Google 5 years ago, it was about whether the tech giant had a monopoly on internet search. But technology evolves rapidly. By the time a judge punished the company this month, the future of artificial intelligence was front and center. NPR's John Ruwich explains, and we will note Google is a financial supporter of NPR.
Federal Judge Amit Mehta's first big ruling in the case came a year ago when he found that Google had a monopoly on internet search. PBS hailed it as a seismic change for the tech industry.
Today's ruling could upend how Americans get their information online and fundamentally change the way that big tech companies operate.
The government sought stiff penalties, including a ban on exclusive deals with device makers for Google to be the default search engine and divestment from its Chrome browser, a corporate crown jewel. But this month, Meta ruled that Google gets to keep Chrome, and financial deals to make Google the main search engine can happen, just not exclusive ones. The company will also have to share some of its valuable search data with competitors. Some experts see it all as a slap on the wrist.
I think when you look at the package of the remedies all together, they ring hollow.
Alyssa Cooper is an internet policy expert and executive director at the Knight Georgetown Institute.
It doesn't really propose very significant interventions of any kind.
And that, she says, is because the judge tried to balance between reining in Google's search monopoly and letting it compete in the newer field of AI. In his recent ruling, Mehta said he was being asked to gaze into a crystal ball, which he said is not exactly a judge's forte. Chatbots like Google's Gemini and its rivals ChatGPT and Perplexity are now nipping at the heels of traditional search. Cooper says the judge seemed to see AI as a completely new battlefield that'll have its own set of winners and losers.
And so we should trust that the competition that emerges from these new players will take care of the problem that led to bringing this case in the first place.
Some believe the law can't keep up with the times. Tom Wheeler served as chairman of the Federal Communications Commission in President Obama's second term.
You've got a feel for Judge Mehta because he was trying to apply a law written in 1890 to what's going on today in artificial intelligence.
He's talking about the Sherman Antitrust Act, which outlawed monopolistic business practices back in the 19th century. Wheeler says it's very important, but insufficient for regulating a fast-evolving market like AI. After all, the Justice Department brought its case against Google all the way back in 2020, and it's not over yet. Google declined to comment for this story, but has said it's likely to appeal.
And this case will ultimately be determined by the Supreme Court, probably in the 2027-2028 timeframe.
That's a millennium, he says, in terms of AI innovation. In court, Google argued that when it comes to AI, it's not top dog. It gives AI summaries now on some search queries and has a chatbot called Gemini, but it's not as popular as ChatGPT. Still, Wheeler says Google has everything it needs to lead the AI race in the future. Data, reach, computing power, money. And even though the judge tried to rein in Google's internet search power, Tim Wu of the Columbia University Law School says it's not clear if his ruling will do that for AI.
The question is, as far as I'm concerned, does Google get to use the same techniques that it used to win and dominate search, old search, for AI?
Judge Mehta assigned a technical committee to oversee the firm in the coming years and ostensibly make sure it plays by the rules. And Wu says it may have a big impact, or not.
Is this like a parole officer who Google has to check in with every, you know, month or so, or is the court sort of done with it?
Either way, he says the government should be doing more around tech policy than just filing court cases. John Ruwich, NPR News.